Hello, listeners. Hello, friends. Thank you for tuning in to another show. This is your hour of power, and I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. Go ahead and strap yourselves in and get ready for this journey we're about to take tonight. I'm so excited that you could join me. I have a really special guest on the show tonight. I'm sure that it's going to be a treat for all of you. And once again, I want to thank you for tuning in and spending time with me. You could be anywhere else, and I thank you for being right here at bbsradio.com. And once again, strap yourselves in. Get a glass of wine, a cup of tea, anything, any way that you relax, and just have fun with us on tonight. We have a lot of information that we want to share with you. Our goal here at Your Hour of Power is to educate, empower, and entertain you. Our desire is that you become a whole, fully functioning individual, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And remember, friends, to live, laugh, and love. Your Hour of Power. I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. Our goal is to make sure you are fully functioning mentally, physically, and spiritually. On last week, I was sharing with you some tips for a better life, and we got halfway through, and I want to share the rest of them with you on this evening. Number 14 was where we left off. It was pretty powerful. It was so powerful, in fact, that I want to share it with you again on tonight. It goes like this. Forget issues of the past. Don't remind your partner with his or her mistakes of the past. That will ruin your present happiness. Number 15 is don't have negative thoughts or things you cannot control. Instead, invest your energy in the positive present moment. Friends, it's so powerful and it's so important to be in the present moment. Whenever you find yourself retracing or reliving events from the past, it robs you of your present moment. So it's important to stay in the present, enjoying what you have now. It's so important, in fact, that when you tend to focus on the past, it can bring up memories that can rob you or destroy any present joy that you have right now. So it's so important to stay in the moment. On tonight's show, we're going to focus on a scripture from Matthew 25 and 35. It goes like this. For when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Are thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in or naked and clothe you? When, Lord, did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? The king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. Friends, on tonight's show, we have a guest. Her name is Courtney, and I cannot wait for you to meet her. And she represents ISE. It's called Intercultural Student Experiences. They're a program where they take in foreign exchange students. And that is part of our mission, I feel here on earth as Christians to take others into our home. When you take someone into your home, are you doing for someone something that you would like done for yourself in return? We are truly walking out our lives as Jesus Christ would want us to, in service to other people. So tonight, listeners, we're going to focus on our spirit. You all know here that we focus on three areas, mental, physical, and spiritual. We're going to focus on that spirit part of our lives. Will we live our lives out in service to other individuals? Friends, I want you to meet our guest on the show tonight. Her name is Courtney. Courtney, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Miranda.
Hello, listeners. It's Miranda. We're back. Just a little technical difficulties, but our engineers and producers are working behind the scenes to make sure everything goes smoothly. And I want to, Courtney, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I want to just thank you for being a part of the show tonight. I'm so excited to have you on.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Miranda. It's my pleasure.
No problem. Tonight we're going to be talking about ISC, right?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Okay, well, tell the listeners and my friends a little bit about what ISC is and what you all do.
Well, ISC is a cultural exchange program, and basically what that is we are a foreign exchange program that takes in exchange students from around the world and provides them with a home to stay while they're here for a school year or a semester here in America.
Great. So it's kind of like a foreign exchange student program, right?
Yes, it is. It is.
Our people can be a host family and host a foreign exchange student?
Yes, that's absolutely right. I've been a host family for several years now, and my family has been involved in foreign exchange since I was a little girl, so we've been around it for quite some time now.
Wow, so you've had a lot of experience with having to share your home with practically strangers, right?
Yes, I have, and most people would say, oh my goodness, but it's actually been a wonderful experience for me and for my children.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, tell us about some of the cultural benefits of inviting these students into your home.
Well, the cultural benefits are so many. It's hard to just share some that are so, you know, non-specific. But, for example, we've hosted children that are from Europe, from Czech Republic, for example. We've hosted children from Thailand. Right now we're hosting a young boy from Thailand, and from Hong Kong was our first one. And they always bring these wonderful gifts, and not only from, you know, physically, but also emotionally. We've learned just so much about their culture and where they're from, and it's just amazingly interesting to hear about a different part of the world that you might not necessarily be able to be at, but you can bring a part of the world into your own home. And also on the flip side, you can also get to share with them and get to see their faces for the first time when they experience the United States culture as well.
Indeed. So it's kind of like being able to travel without having to spend all the extra money.
Exactly. No passport needed.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us tonight. On the program tonight, we have Courtney from ISC, which is an intercultural student exchange program, and she's sharing with us the benefits of hosting and being a host family. And she's telling us about how she's done it in the past and how it has enlightened her and her family. Before we went to break, you were telling us about being a host family and how some people might be hesitant to do it, but it's really not a burden. It's really a cultural experience, right?
Yes, absolutely. If you'd like me to elaborate, I can do so.
Go ahead.
Okay, sure. The big question that I get when people ask me about cultural exchange is, how could we ever afford another mouth to feed or another child in our home? And basically how I answer that is very simple. We've done it in the past many, many years now, and on our financial budget, it really has not made much of an effect at all. These kids that come to us come with their own spending money of at least $300 a month. So you're not necessarily providing them with, you know, the clothes and school supplies and things of the normal nature that you would be providing your own children. All the ISC asks and the Department of State asks is that you provide them with basically a roof over your head and with, you know, whatever you and your family are going to be eating food-wise. And they all come with their own insurance and just everything that they would normally need, their own family at home, wherever they're from, would provide that for them.
Okay, so what you're saying is when you take a child into your home, they come with money, with $300 a month, basically, to provide for their own needs.
Yes, and it comes on a debit card. And so there's no need to put money in an account or anything that has to be wired or anything like that. It's very, very simple for the student to do. There's nothing for the host family to have to worry about. The host family never has to get involved with the money side of anything. So anytime that, you know, my family or I might need to go to Walmart, our student would come with us and he would get, you know, the things that he would need for his personal hygiene or school supplies or anything of that nature, and he would pay for it on his own. And it's not even an awkward thing because, you know, he understands that that's part of being a foreign exchange student. It's, you know, he's known about it before he got here, and, you know, it's something that a representative, which is assigned to every student, comes here with and goes over with them before with the host family and the student as well.
Where have some of the students come from that you've hosted in your home? Like, what countries have you hosted?
Well, like I said before, I have personally in my home hosted students from the Czech Republic, from Hong Kong, and from Thailand. However, I have supervised students. I've supervised over 40 students myself. And so I have had children from literally all over the world. I've had them from remote as Egypt and Indonesia and, just anywhere that you could possibly think of, we have had students that have come here from there.
That is so wonderful. Now, have you been able to go to where they're from and visit them?
You know, honestly, I have not had that opportunity yet, but we got very close to one of my students from the Czech Republic. And she actually, a lot of them do this too. She actually came back here for college, and we really look forward to being able to go and seeing her. She does travel a lot to do exchange within the college as well. So as soon as she makes it to Texas, we're going to make a trip to go and see her. So we're really looking forward to that. But I know that one of my host families right now that is hosting has recently gone back to Germany to visit her student from the previous year, that's very neat to be able to do that. And one of my other friends was able to go back to the Philippines and visit one of her students too. So it's really neat when you get to go and do that. You have your own personal tour guide, and you kind of get the roles turned, and you get to be hosted by, you know, their parents, and they just treat you like royalty. They really do.
Exactly. Well, at the top of the show, I quoted the scripture from Matthew 25 and 35, and I think that kind of lends to your organization and what it does. When you take someone into your home, that's a very personal thing, taking someone into your home who has kind of nowhere to go, sort of like a stranger in a foreign land.
Absolutely.
So how do you feel about what you do and how it relates to your life as a Christian?
Well, as a Christian, my family and I mean, it was a very personal decision for my family and I. I'll just kind of revert back to my aunt. She had been hosting for many years when I was a young child, and I got to see her growing up, and she hosted children from, just Belgium and Germany and anywhere you could think of, she would be hosting a student. And she would be able to share the love of God with them. And it wasn't even so much as her words, it was from her actions, because they understand that this is not something that you're paid to do. This is something that you're giving out of your heart. And, these students understand that when they come here, that they will get the experience of being able to go to church with the host family if that's what the host family chooses. And so they got to go to church with us, and we became very close with them. And they started asking questions about the Lord and His love, and why did y'all do this? And it just brought into the equation of freedom of religion in the United States and us being able to share the love of God. And so when I became an adult and realized that I could show my children that we could take in a stranger, a student from another country, and show them the love of God through our actions and through how we act. And it really has not only enlightened the student, but it also has taken my children and my faith up to a whole new level.
Indeed, because you said something so powerful. You said showing the love of God through action. Because we talk about it a lot, we say we love God, we say we love Jesus, but I believe that true worship comes through action.
Absolutely.
What better way to show the love of Christ than by taking someone into your home, feeding them, clothing them, showing them love through action, sitting with them at the table and breaking bread. I believe what you all do is true discipleship, is true work of, it personifies exactly what Christ is on this earth.
Thank you.
Oh, no, you're welcome. You're welcome. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more to Courtney about ISC and how to get involved with ISC. Friends, if you're listening and you want to get involved, now is the time. There are students out there who are looking for a home as we speak. So when we come back from break, I'll tell you more about how you can get involved. Remember, friends, to listen, live, laugh, and love. Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to Your Hour of Power. I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. I want to thank you so much for listening and for tuning in to the show tonight. Remember, our goal here is to empower, educate, and entertain you. Our desire is that you become a whole, fully functioning individual, mentally, physically, and spiritually. I've been sharing some tips with you over the past two Sundays, last week and this week, some tips to a better life. Actually, it's 40 tips for a better life. So I'm hoping that these tips are enriching and encouraging you. Here's the next one. Number 19, life is too short to waste time hating anyone. Don't hate others. Number 20 is don't take yourself too seriously. 21 is you don't have to win every argument. Agree to disagree. 22 is make peace with your past so it won't spoil the present. 23 is don't compare your life with others. You have no idea what their journey is all about. Don't compare your partner with others. Listeners, that is a very, very true fact. I was told a long, long time ago that comparison is the key to unhappiness. Think about that, friends. Think about that, listeners. Comparison is the key to unhappiness. Don't compare your life to others. You have no idea what their journey is all about. The only thing that we can control is our journey. Be thankful for what it is you have, what it is God has given you, the talents and the strengths that you have as an individual. That is what is important. The enemy may want you to compare yourself to others, what someone else has, what someone else is doing. But once again, that only steals and robs you of your joy. Your internal peace and happiness is what is important. With that being said, friends, I want to go back to our guest for the show tonight. Her name is Courtney. She's with ISE. It's called Intercultural Student Experiences, and it's a foreign exchange student program. Courtney, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Miranda.
Okay, great. Would you mind giving everyone, well, before you give the website, I'd like to remind everyone that you can call in and be a part of the show. If you have any questions for Courtney, feel free to call in. You can give us a call at 1-888-815-9756. That's the toll-free number. You can also call 530-327-7602. Line 2 is 530-413-4510. So friends and listeners, do call in and be a part of the show tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Now, Courtney, do you mind giving everyone the website so if they want to be a part of the program of what you guys do, they can just go to you guys' website?
No, not at all. The website is www.iseusa.com.
Great. www.iseusa.com. So all of my friends and listeners, go to that website, get information on being a host. Speaking of that, before we went to break, we were talking about our walk with Christ, and how what you all are doing is truly being in service to your fellow man. So tell us more about how someone could be a part of what you do.
Well, basically, all that's required of a host family is just a few things of information. Basically, we do a background check, and some people might say, oh, my goodness, why do you have to do that? But it's just as if you were sending your child into a foreign country, you would want that peace of mind knowing where your child was going was a safe home and a safe environment. So we do ask that they do a background check to make sure, you know, it's a safe environment for the child to be in. And basically it's a host family application that they fill out. And it just includes some basic background information with some pictures. And you also write the host family, the student a letter, just telling about you and your family and your interests, just to get to know each other. And a representative will come over to your house. I'm a representative, and one would be basically put in charge of the area that you're in. It would be just according to that. And they would just come in your home and talk to you about the student exchange program, and it's no pressure at all. You don't have to host. It's just an information session. And then from there, after that, all, you know, the background check comes back, then you get to start looking and picking out your student based on if it's a certain area or a certain type of activity that you like to do. You get to start picking it out, and that's when it gets really exciting and fun. And then from there, you get to start communicating with your student and, you know, just getting into the more information and starting building that relationship before they come here for the school semesters.
And how long is a typical stay for a foreign exchange student? How long do they usually stay?
Well, the majority of our students stay for one school year, which will be from the fall semester until the summer lets out of school, whatever that might be for the typical school year for your school semester, for your school district. But some of our students prefer to stay a semester, which will be from either fall till January, and then from January till summertime. So, but usually they're all just one school year.
Okay. What if someone says, Courtney, I would love to host a student, but I can only do it for 6 months? Is that possible, or 3 months? Is that possible?
Well, it is possible, and there are sometimes instances when we need host families for a welcome family, but usually that comes at the very, very end when we get down to the end of our placing season. And sometimes we need host families for emergency instances, should something emergency happen in a host family and we need to replace a student right away. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen very often, but for instance, like the host family has to move because of a job situation or something of that along those lines, that, you know, something has to happen right away. So we always need host families, you know, for backup cases in that certain circumstance.
Okay, great. Okay. So are there any classes that are involved with hosting a family? Maybe someone may need to take a class on being sensitive to different cultures, or is there any preparation that one has to go through before they host a student?
Well, basically, the representative will be like the liaison, and what happens is they will come to your home several times before the student gets there, and they'll do what's called a host family orientation. And it usually lasts at least an hour to 2 hours, and it involves everything you would ever need to know about hosting a student. And it goes through the cultural differences and how to, you know, be sensitive to their cultures. And but, you know, the representative for that area will often have, you know, a good amount of experience, especially for the different types, for the different areas that they're going to be hosting. And they'll be able to tell them more about the area and what they need to be especially aware of, if anything. So if they have any, you know, dietary needs, like being a vegetarian or anything of that nature.
Exactly, because you definitely want to be gracious to the person you're hosting. If they're vegetarian, you want to make sure that you're serving things that they will be comfortable with, because they are guests in your home. So you do want them to feel comfortable as well as acclimate to the way your household is run. So
yes.
With that being said, what is the typical age range for a student, a foreign exchange student?
My students are typically between 15 through 18 years old, which will mean that they'll be between 9th and 12th grade in high school age.
Okay, so they're pretty, they're almost adults. They know how to handle themselves and take care of themselves, right?
Yes, and our students, typically from the other countries, they are vastly more mature than your typical high school student from America. So, yes, they're very mature, able to be by themselves and able to take care of themselves very, very well.
Now, can you tell me about an experience that you've had maybe introducing one of your students to Christ? I mean, you all go to church, you go to Bible study, you take part in those activities. So have you ever had the pleasure, I guess I can say, of introducing a child to Christ?
Yes, absolutely. This year we've hosted a Boy From Thailand, and we did take the big leap this year of hosting a Buddhist. And it was a decision that my husband and I didn't take lightly at first. It was a family decision for sure. But we did decide to take the challenge and to just be able to show him the love of God rather than try and, you know, show him the Bible, here it is, and, you know, give him the rundown of everything that, you know, Christianity involves with. And it's definitely paid off this year. You know, just being able to take him to church, because you have to understand that church here in the United States is vastly different from a church that's in an Asian culture or even in a German culture, because we have such a freedom of religion here. And
right.
It's amazing to see their faces when there is such freedom of religion here. And it's really, I couldn't say that my student has said that he wants to come to know Christ and be baptized or anything of that nature yet, but I can say that I have had the opportunity to see him grow and to question things about my beliefs and about, you know, just how our family is. And it's been beautiful to see how he's been sort of respectful and, you know, standing up in church and learning the songs. And it's just, it really is an awing experience when you see a student that came in that had no idea about any of this to learn how God's love is and how we love him because of God.
Oh, wow. So he actually led a song in church? That's amazing.
Well, he didn't lead a song in church, but you can see him start to sing a song in church. And so I really felt like the Holy Spirit was really moving through the church and was really speaking to him in ways that I had just never seen before. It was truly God's love really working there, because to be quite honest, when he came, I had never really seen a Buddhist before or really understood the religion before. And I really did not know what to expect, but I didn't expect that, to be quite honest with you. I did not expect what I am getting now. And I'm very, very glad that we've had this experience with him and that he'll be able to take home what he's been given here during this last year.
Wow, that is amazing. And we just want to encourage all the listeners and friends to consider bringing a foreign exchange student into your home. I'm sure it could be a blessing to not only you, but the student as well. So how would someone get involved, Courtney, if this is something they want to do? What's the first step?
Basically, they can just go on to the iscusa.com website, and there is a vast amount and loads amount of information on there that they can just scroll through, and it answers a bunch of questions. It's basically a question and answer kind of thing. And on the top, it asks, you know, what does it take to become a foreign exchange host family? And from that point on, I mean, I can give you several phone numbers of people that would be more than willing to help. I've got our regional director and my personal phone number that we'd be most willing to help them find a student that would match their family and be a very good fit for their family to be able to host.
Well, great. Let's go ahead and get those numbers out. Everyone, get your pen and your paper ready. Yeah, let's go ahead and get those out.
Okay, well, my name again is Courtney, and you can reach me anytime, and my number is 469-441-7543. And then my regional advisor, who works all over the country pretty much, her name is Larissa Woloski, but she goes by L.A., just like the city L.A., and her number is 972-625-0391.
Okay, great. Let's give out that number one more time just in case someone didn't get it.
Sure. It's 972-625-0391.
And like Courtney said, Larissa and Courtney work with families all across the country. You can, no matter where you are, because we have listeners all over the country, all over the world, no matter where you are, you can be a host family. You can get involved with this organization. And definitely open up your door to someone who wants to come to this country and learn more about it. They want to learn our language. They want to learn our culture. They want to learn how things work here. This is definitely the land of opportunity. So definitely think about and consider opening your door to a foreign exchange student. Now we're going to go to break. When we come back from break, we'll find out more information about ISB, and I'll be sharing more tips for a better life. So remember to live, laugh, and love. Hello, listeners. Hello, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to your Hour of Power. I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. I can't thank you enough, friends and family, for taking out this time and sharing it with me. And remember to be a part of the show. All you have to do is call in at 1-888-815-9756 if you have any questions for Courtney about being a host family to a foreign exchange student. You can call 530-327-7602. Or even if you have any stories to share about maybe there was a time in your life where you needed someone to take you in, or maybe there was a time where you didn't have anywhere to turn or anywhere to go and you depended on the kindness of a stranger. It's all about being in service to others. That's what the theme of the show is tonight. It's about being in service to others. God has definitely blessed you with something or some way to be a blessing to someone else. God cannot come down here on his own and do anything. He uses his people. He works through his people. We are his arms, we are his legs, we are his mouth, we are his heart. That's the way that he gets things done on this earth, is through people who are willing to be vessels, people who are willing to be used in order to get across the better good for humanity, the better thing for humanity. It's all about being in service to others. Now, throughout the show, I'm sharing with you 40 tips for a better life. And if you missed the first 24, you can go through to our radio archives on www.bbsradio.com. And definitely feel free to visit us on Facebook, Your Hour of Power with Miranda Campbell. You can also follow us on Twitter. I tweet occasionally, sometimes during the show. It's at Your Hour of Power. And visit our fan page and add us as a like. Our desire is that you become a whole, fully functioning individual mentally, physically, and spiritually. Number 25 on our 40 Tips to a Better Life is to forgive everyone for everything. Forgive everyone for everything. This can help you mentally, physically, and spiritually, because I truly believe that when we hold on to unforgiveness, it can really make us sick. I believe that unforgiveness in your heart can lead to sickness and illness. I've heard it said that sometimes unforgiveness can lead to cancer. I know a lot of people may not have heard of that, but definitely I do think that sickness attacks our body for different reasons. But I also believe that we are healed in Jesus' name, that we are healed from all sicknesses. But definitely holding on to unforgiveness can make you ill. It attacks your mental, it attacks your brain, and attacks your body. And those things in the spiritual can definitely manifest into the natural. So in order to have a better life, friends, forgive everyone for everything. And number 26 is, what other people think of you is none of your business. What other people think of you is none of your business. Sometimes we tend to worry what other people may think, or we're overly concerned about how other people perceive us. We have absolutely no control over that at all, friends. So make yourself happy and think of it as none of your business. And when you look at it that way, you can definitely have a better life. And number 27 is, God heals everything. That leads to what we said before about illness. God can definitely heal everything. He can heal your hurt. He can heal your pain. Whatever it is you're going through, God can heal it. If you bring it to Him in prayer, He can definitely take care of it. So with that being said, I want to go back to Courtney. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us.
You're welcome.
Okay, and Courtney is with ISE. They're a foreign student exchange program here, and they take in students from all over the country, and they link them up with host families here in the United States to host them while they're here. So once again, Courtney, how do we as individuals get involved with ISE, just for, in case people haven't heard? What do they need to do?
Sure. There's two different ways that you can get involved. Basically, the first one is you can go on our website. It's www.iseusa.com, or you can call either one of two numbers. You can call me directly. It's Courtney at 469-441-7543, or you can call LA or Larissa Woloski, and her number is 972-625-0391.
Okay, wonderful. Courtney, I'm going to read the scripture again, and I just want you to tell me what you think about it and how you feel it lends to ISE and what you all do. It says, Matthew 25 and 35, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" The king will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me."
I have to say that I absolutely love this verse. And when you first said it, I was so excited that you had to actually relate it to what we do at ISD. It's so beautiful. And it really ties into what we do at ISC in so many different ways, because what we do at ISC is we take in foreign exchange students. And these can be anybody, but, you know, God always has an ultimate plan, and we don't always know what it is. But we feed them when they're hungry, and when they're thirsty, we give them something to drink. And when they're strangers, when they first come here, we give them a place to stay, and we give them that place to sleep. And when they're sick, we do care for them, and we give them all of the components of the love of God. And even though they might not know that it's not the love of Jesus at the very beginning, they do know that this is different, and I want to know why. But these people are taking me in on their own free will for nothing in return. I cannot figure that out. And believe me, that conversation will come up before you know it.
And definitely, like the gentleman, the young guy that you took in who's Buddhist, definitely when we feed someone, it doesn't have to be just food in the natural. You're feeding his spirit by taking
Absolutely.
Him. Yeah, you're feeding him in so many different ways than just regular food. He gets to see your family and how you interact. He gets to see your church family. That's all spiritual food. That's all spiritual food. And I can definitely say personally. Going through different things in my life and going through different trials and tribulations in my life over the past couple of years. It's been a hard economic struggle for anyone who's gone through that. They can relate. We had some tough times in the economy here lately, and there were times when I had to go and stay with a friend. There were times when I didn't have a place to stay. And I definitely know what it feels like. And that's why I wanted to be a part of the organization, because I definitely know what it feels like not to know where you're going to be. And when you go into someone's home and it makes you very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. It's a vulnerability like you've never known before. And I know what those kids are going through. I felt what they have felt. Coming into a stranger's home and missing your family. So how do you deal with kind of the separation anxiety of leaving your home, being miles away from home, and going to a new place?
Basically, when I take my students in, we just shower them with love. And they're no longer guests in our home. They're family in our home. They're no longer the student that came from 1,000 miles away. They are the child that we're now taking into our home, and that is now ours. I call Art my child. I call him my son, because that is who he is to me. He is not a student to me. He is my child to me. And just showing them that love and that compassion really, really makes them feel like they are loved. And I know that my exchange student that comes from Thailand, their parenting style is extremely different. They don't hug. They don't, you know, love like we do here in the United States. And so it really makes them see. And it makes it much easier for that transition when we just pour on the love and pour on the forgiveness and just everything that we can into this child and help them with their homework and, you know, involve them in everything. And it just makes it wonderful for everybody in the house.
Right. So they no longer become a guest. They are a part of your family.
Absolutely.
That is wonderful. And so for anyone who's listening, you may feel the call in your heart or in your life to take in a foreign exchange student. Please don't feel overburdened or overwhelmed. Anyone can do this. Anybody can do this. If you feel in your heart, if you have the extra space, if you have the extra time, why not bring someone in for 6 months, a year? Show them, teach them all the things that you have inside of you to give. You have great things inside of you that can truly bless and benefit someone else in ways that you can't even imagine. So we're going to take a quick break here, and please stay tuned and stay with us. We'll give out more information about ISC and how to become a part of the ISC family. And remember to live, laugh, and love. Hello, listeners. Hello, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to Your Hour of Power. I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. Our goal here is to empower, educate, and entertain you. Our desire is that you become a whole individual, functioning fully, mentally, physically, and spiritually. On this show today, I'm giving tips on how to live a better life. It's 40 tips to live a better life. And if you want to review these tips for yourself, if you want the entire list, feel free to Google it. It's 40 tips for a better life. If you Google it, the list will surely come up. Or you can go to my homepage at bbs.com, Your Hour of Power with Miranda Campbell. Now let's go back to where we left off. It says, 28 is, however good or bad a situation is, it will change. 29 is, your job won't take care of you when you are sick. Your friends will, so stay in touch. Number 30, get rid of anything that isn't useful, beautiful, or joyful. 31 is, envy is a waste of time. You already have all you need. 32 is, the best is yet to come. 33, no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, and show up. 34 is, always do the right thing. 35 is, call your family often. 36, your innermost is always happy, so be happy. And that reminds me of a scripture in Psalms that says, happy is he who trusts in the Lord. Whenever I feel down or I feel like I don't want to be happy, I remember that my happiness comes from trusting in the Lord, not in myself, not in my job, not in what I can do, but trusting in the Lord. And 37 is, each day give something good to others. 38 is, don't overdo. Keep your limits. 39 is, when you awake alive in the morning, thank God for it. And number 40, please forward this information to everyone you care about. If there's something that stood out on this list that I've read to you tonight, please forward it over to someone else. Text it to a friend. Put it in an email and send it out to everybody you know. Definitely enrich their lives in some way. If this has touched you, anything that I've said tonight, I pray that it has. Or anything that we've done tonight or talked about, I pray that it's blessed you in some way. Courtney, before we leave tonight, I want you to give everyone, if you don't mind, the website again, as well as the phone numbers to contact you about being a host family.
Sure. The website is www.iseusa.com. And the telephone numbers, you can reach me directly, Courtney, at 469-441-7543. Or you can reach Larissa at 972-625-0391.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Courtney, you are a doll. You have definitely been a pleasure. Thank you so much for bearing with me. My throat, family and friends, I've been dealing with a cough here over the past couple of days, and I thank God for my healing. I thank God that He's rejuvenating and renewing my voice. Courtney, thank you for being a part of the show and for what you do for foreign exchange students. UNLA, Larissa Wolowski, thank you so much for everything that you do with ISE. And thank you for being a part.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Friends and listeners, I hope that you've enjoyed this journey that we've taken tonight. Remember, at Your Hour of Power, our goal is to empower, educate, and entertain you. We want you to be a whole, fully functioning individual, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Tune in next Sunday, and remember to live, laugh, and love.